Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is Chaos Freaking Friday. Are men in secret competition with women? I wanted to ask this question since everyone thinks that men are in secret competition with women. There may be some truth to this. There may be some lies to this, but I just don't know. I'm a man that doesn't sit here and try to compete with the women that I deem as the same as myself. And here we are. Fucking stack pack with the pack of stacks. Let me borrow 1,000. What's good, bro?
What's good, bro? We in the morning. Early morning wave. My voice
early
is
morning.
Back, nigga. My voice is back, nigga.
Not all the way. All right.
Yeah, okay.
Let me get that 400. No, you ain't not. You probably ain't.
I'm going to give it to you this morning. I got you. That's why I came in super early. Mm-hmm. You heard?
Yeah.
I'm setting it up now,
so
man.
Let me ping up this motherfucker. Ping up this bitch real quick. Ask people's lives.
I'm about to do it right now.
Link. Mm-hmm.
How'd you sleep, Ye? First of all, man. Good morning, brother. How was your sleep?
Sleep was great. Feeling good, man.
Seen that message? I said, yeah, get your ass in here, man.
He Mac? Yeah, I talked to him yesterday. Bro was busy. He wasn't even on the app all day.
No, I was saying, I told you, you seen the message. I told you to start that room. Chaos Friday. Let's get it.
Oh, yeah. No, I was already here. I was in the midst of opening up and shit like that when you sent that. Millie Rock. Been a minute, Millie Rock. How was you, girl?
What up, Deli? Good, Deli. Come on.
What's up? Good morning.
What's up with you, lady? How you been, man?
I'm good. I am blessed.
Last time I ran into you, mm-hmm. You were over there banging out. You were banging out last time I ran into you.
Oh, uh-huh. You gotta be specific.
Relax, Brody. You was out there banging out, fighting and shit like that and all that.
I've not fought since third grade.
No, you wasn't. You was fighting.
I've not fought since third grade. I got a mouth, but I ain't got no hands.
Yeah, you was over there fighting this shit. So look, oh shit, what was that? Okay. That's the question right there. Good day. Are men in secret competition with men? That's the question of the day. Of course, bro, we hit us all the time. but I want to know how y'all feel about that. Because I'm not in no competition. I'm going to lie. Like, maybe it's the man in me or the old school dude in me don't see women as competition. I don't see that. And the other question is, are women in competition with men at the same time, too? So, we can go ahead and dive into this. Like, you know what? Me, personally, if my bills don't compete with what I'm dealing with, I'm out of there. Because we got to be on one accord. Now, we're talking about black women and black men that are not in dating, that's not dating each other. We're talking about general shit, right? Already in competition with each other. I don't see other races being in competition with each other. I see them working with each other most of the time. Now, I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm not in those races to understand, to know what's going on. But I know black women in America are the most educated, and maybe that will make them feel as though they are they are different and separate and not a part of the black race. They're their own race.
I feel like if you're going to be in some sort of quote-unquote competition, it should be like, I feel like men compete with men, women compete with women, you know, like, I don't think there should be any type of cross, you know, unless, like you brought up the dating thing where maybe she makes more money and it feels like he has to compete with her, like to be the provider. But once again, like you said, that's circumstantial. I feel like men are in competition with men. Women are in competition with women. But I feel like you should only be in competition with yourself. Like the yesterday, you should be the only person. You're like, nah, I gotta compete, I gotta be better. But yeah, that's my take on it.
So you do feel the women are competition of trying to be a provider?
No. I said men. The men.
Against
I said
men.
The men. Like maybe, give me a second. I gotta place in my practice order. You can go ahead, right back.
Ah, FinTech Chris, Rico, stack with the packs. Rico, what you think, bro?
I mean, we all here every day, man. Ain't we in the gender war rooms every day? Don't we see, like, men and women, you know, competing on some level about for authority positions? The only women that typically don't want to compete with men are women that are under the foundation of a religious premise of, like, of the way the hierarchy of structure works in family. You have to adhere to that. If she believes in that structure, like, there's just a natural way that for a man to be in charge, you know, then that's different. I mean, most men are fighting to qualify themselves to be, like, the head or something. Like, women always say this on, oh, leadership, leadership, leadership. That leadership, to get that leadership, it's going to come with a, like, you're going to have to present in a way that's, like, pretty much going to set you apart from everybody else, or else she's going to feel like she's equal to you on some level. Like, why am I listening to you? Why am I, you know, compliant to you? Like, what have you done that's so greater than what I'm doing? So it has to be a woman that already naturally sees this as being about like a viability, like this is just the way that I think that men. But to me, as society changes, women are more and more becoming, to me, I don't know if I want to use competitive, but to me, it's degrading or minimizing men, like, to this, to one end. So now it's kind of looking like, you know, you can't really tell what's going on. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's we in a weird place right now in society.
Vaughn, what's good, Vaughn? Morning.
Good morning, everybody. I was adjusting your title.
It's Chaos Friday. You got to remember that, bro. To hit me like, yo, wake the fuck up.
Good morning,
Chaos Friday.
Yeah, I woke up nigga, on that call you early. Got it.
No, the crazy thing is, I was, when he texted, I was already putting the title inside of the, what's the, you know, for the room up and stuff like that. And I'm looking into the chat right now. And Deli said, this is exactly why you never date outside your financial level. I wanted her to explain that, but maybe somebody else can explain that.
I guess I could touch on a little bit as far as the... Hold on, I got my smoothie. My fault. I'm getting a smoothie. But I think it's because, and this is just me thinking, when you're dating below your financial level, a man is going to see you as his competition, because men have been conditioned to be the breadwinners, be the providers. A lot of men see their wealth or their status, or their, you know, their wealth tied to their status, tied to their masculinity, tied to their manhood. So as a woman, if you are a woman making more than a man, he's going to see that as competition. That's just me taking a stab at whatever was said.
Yeah, this is crazy. The problem is that man don't have to see you as competition at all. You're going to inherently think he is, because you're going to see yourself as being equal to that man. If I'm like, and this has to be a significant difference. Like if I made 60 and you made 50, that's only $10,000. That ain't gonna do nothing. A woman ain't gonna see you as being no, like, nothing better than her. If I made 70 and you made 50, it would have to be you make 50, I make 150. It would have to be something that's so significant that I can, like, and you know that I could, like, be out, like, or like I'm significantly changing your life in a way. Like most people are not, even men and women, a lot of them are not that far apart in earnings, and men are struggling to, like, you notice the women that usually yay that send compliance to men, when women say this, it's men that have an insurmountable amount of resources. Those men don't care. That's why women, like, are in compliance to those men, because they don't care. They don't care what happens. I don't care what the fuck you do. You're gonna, like, do what I say, or you're gonna jump in line, or I'll just be out. Most men don't have this ability. So, like I said, men are struggling with trying to walk this fine line between I'm an average guy, and this woman is like the power. It's a power dynamic struggle at place here, and it's like becoming more apparent every day that this thing is causing the family to be in like odds with each other. Nobody wins when the family's feud. Shout out to Jay-Z.
But see, I've heard men say that they feel they're in competition with women. They cite the fact that women are now in the workforce, women are taking their jobs. So there are men who feel as though they are in competition with women.
Outside of DEI or some type of affirmative action stuff, if a man feels like he's in competition with a woman and he's losing his job to a woman, it's, how can I say disrespectfully? Fuck it, I can't. That's what your dumb ass gets. She was a better person. She was a better person. She's more qualified than you. That's why you lost your job to a woman. This has nothing to do with, oh, they come in and that's what they're just giving them jobs. Those companies exist, and quite frankly, those companies eventually go down. Not because that they're women, it's because you're having people who are not qualified to do the job and putting them in a position thinking that's going to make the company grow, not knowing that's going to come back to haunt them later. That's number one. Number two, regarding the, do men feel like they're in competition in the realms of money? It's not because you're a woman. It's because you're making more money than him. It could be a man. It could be the older brother, the younger brother. It could be whoever. I like how much money you make it. I want to make that money. So let me go ahead and see what I can do and measure myself up against the competition, find out their weaknesses so I can then exploit it, and then I can make more money. That's on the financial tips. Now, regarding in general, do I believe men are in a competition with women? Personally, I say no. Because here's one thing we learned while I used to be a tuxedo consultant at Men's Warehouse. There's no need to bash the competition because there is no competition. The only person you're battling is yourself in the mirror. So you're asking Chris Project, are men in competition? No, because there is no competition, respectfully.
I think we're missing a point here. The point is that as a family, you can't move forward with, and I'm not speaking to society. Vaughn, I would give your point credence overall in society. Like, men are, it may be women that may be introducing man spaces that are now like on that level. But in a relationship, if my woman is successful, like, because these things are interchangeable. I could be making good money, then she gets a promotion, or she launches exponentially growing to the point to where she balling out, or she just, I don't know, something happened. She got a lawsuit. She fucking got hit by a UPS truck. Now, is that going to be seen? I'm making this up, but it's so many things that can happen. I lose my job. Maybe I get just, maybe I'm unkilled. I got the job, but she got promoted. Why does that value of our relationship? Why now have to way how we feel about each other? I would tell men to avoid these women, to not, like, these women that always feel like they have to challenge or like be like, you know, like condescending. You could try to run that thing all you want to, but eventually this is not a healthy, conducive environment for a person to operate in.
So do you think that the men who see themselves in competition with women on a societal level, do you think that they are able to turn that off once they get into relationships?
Shit, I wanted you to flip that question to tell you the truth off of Christopher's last mission, but go ahead, Rico.
No, I think a lot of men do have a problem with women being in authoritative positions. or, and I think that they may somehow in their relationships that may project onto their relationships to where they have like problems with women that may be super intelligent or super smart. But once again, me personally as a man, I don't feel my need to be over a woman or to be in charge of a woman. But I on that same flip, I'm not willing to let a woman just talk to me any kind of way and use her position in society to try to belittle me. And that's what a lot of times what I see with women. That's why they have to highlight their accolades. That's why they highlight things that they do. Why does your accomplishments, like the more accomplished you are, the more I see that as you willing to do things for the family. So whatever my wife does is for, I'm like, okay, cool. We winning now. Jay-Z don't, man, I hate to use celebrities because I know we always say, but any woman that's successful in life, she don't see that as, oh, this is my success. She see this as this is furthering my family's goal on to where we need to be. Maybe I can take some pressure off of him. Maybe I can add in a way for you to take that stance. Now I'm doing it. It makes me more independent and less reliant on what I need so I can talk a little more shit now. I just think that's a hard, not, this is not towards you, Vaughn. I'm just saying in general, this is a horrible perspective for women to take, in my opinion.
And I ask you to flip that because I feel as though most men are not in competition. It's the women that's in competition. And therefore the men will have to respond like, or not even deal with them, you know what I mean? Or just ignore. I'll just ignore them. Like, I'll ignore you. Like, you think you're competing with me? All right, then get this going on. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get you. I think as a woman, so I've worked in corporate structures. I don't anymore, thank God. When I went to work, I was never going into work with the mindset of I'm in competition with the people in this building. I went to work with the mindset of I don't want to be in this motherfucker. But I think it's a certain type of person that approaches, whether it's society or relationships, with that competitive mindset of I'm making more money, therefore, you know, I'm better than this other person. That's just a certain type of person, male or female.
So, anybody else?
Yeah, I would like to chime in on this conversation. And what I would like to say is, I'm not going to say in everybody's society, but in the society I live in, a lot of men in California, they prey on women. And it's really, really...
Sound low.
It's really, really... Oh, let me see if I can turn this up.
Is it me or she low?
I might be low. Am I better now or no?
I can hear her.
No, we still can't hear you.
Sis. That's better.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, no, I thought that was her. No, you're still like a little muffled.
A little better. We got to just listen real closely.
Okay. Hold on. Let me take my headphones off. So what I was going to say is, so I live in California and a lot of men out here, they prey on women and a lot of women out here, they do make a lot of money. However, when you're raised a certain way, I think like the men in competition with women is there, but the women is also in competition because they're trying to be the man. So it's like, it's a good topic. It's a good topic, but I believe that there are a lot of women out here in competition with men, and I believe there's a lot of men out here in competition with women. A lot of men believe they should make more money than women. I come from a military family, so my family was always together, and my mom always made more money than my dad because he was in the military. So, you know, they didn't let that go against them. So, like, if they had something to do, they would always do it together. Or he had different stocks and mutual funds and you know, IULs and trust accounts that he can get money from, and she might have just had, you know, the bank account or the regular paycheck. So I really believe it has to do with how you raise and what you value as a value. You know, you could be the brokest person and have 100 units, apartment units, you know? It just really all depends on the person mindset that you're actually dealing with. Because for myself, me and my husband did 12 years in prison. No, he's not going to come home and make as much money as me. Before he left, yeah, he was making as much money as me. But after doing 12 years, no, he's not. You know what I'm saying? So he came home, he seen what I was doing. He like, well, I'm going to join the business with you. I'm going to do what you're doing. Because you're making it happen. You're making dreams come true. No problem. He's in the business. He's making money. Now we're doing things as a family. At first, I kind of felt like he felt, you know, upset because he went away for so long and he wasn't up to par with AI. He wasn't up to par with, you know, social media, advertising, marketing, and all that other stuff. But once those things are taught to a person and they're willing to learn them and they're willing to continue moving forward, I mean, everybody grow as a whole. We don't come out already together, you know? So, on that note, I don't know. I think it's this genderification thing, actually, that made all of these roles start taking place and women fighting men and men fighting women. I just think it's, you know, if you have that kind of mindset, you pick up on it real quick. So you just veer the other way. You don't even deal with a person. I don't even have friends like that, so.
Yo, check it out. What's up, yeah, what up, Rick? What up, everybody? I'ma say I ain't in secretly in competition with no, I'm in competition openly with all you motherfuckers. Well, not all y'all, but everybody. Man, women, cat, dog. If we ain't in business together, we ain't on the same team, we in competition. I land. Yup, let that breathe. Let that breathe. Think about it.
For the most part.
I'm not looking at this from a societal point of view. I'm looking at this strictly from an in-house
I hear what you say.
Mike, sure. Was that me?
She sees herself in that role. So, like, you have to already see yourself like, hey, like, this is just the role that I accept as a wife. This is just what I do for a living. And can you separate? No matter what your education looks like, no matter what your schooling, you went to Yale, Harvard, I don't separate that, because what I need from you ultimately, I can't. This has nothing to do with that. It has to do with you as a woman. I need love, compassion, honesty, conversation, communication. What I marry a woman for is not like, yeah, I want her to be smart, but that we're not talking about physics in our conversations. We're not talking about theorems. We're not talking about algebraic expressions when I talk to you. These are not things that normal people talk about in everyday conversations. I'm not talking about what you did at work. Like it's not. I'm talking about, hey, babe, like, where are we going to get something to eat at? What do you want to do? Like, what are we doing tonight? Like, how you been? These are the conversations we're having. So if you start to look at your paycheck or your salary and start to be like, yo, I'm on my shit now. Like, men are like, this shit don't matter. Then that's it's gonna create contention and dissension. Like, me and you gonna have a disconnect, because emotionally I need to be in tune with you. Like, I don't care you drive a Range Rover, that shit doesn't mean anything to me. Like, so it's this weird place, Jay, that I see a lot of women in this weird space in their mind, and I think it's only going to get worse. To me personally, I don't see this thing coming together. I think I see it stretching further apart.
I don't think in large part that men are in competition with women. I feel that men are mostly in competition with men. But there is still that small piece where there are men that are, in fact, in competition with their ladies, their women. And I say that because, shoot, I've been in a relationship like that before, where if I got a new car, he had to get a new car. But not just any new car, a car newer than mine. Or if I got another phone, we got to get another phone. It happens in relationships sometimes.
rather quiet on Chaos Fridays. I know Chaos Fridays ain't about like being disrespectful. Crazy. It's about heated debates. Heated debates.
Bonnie and Clyde, right?
Not nobody that's calling nobody
look
bitches
for me.
And shit like that. Mm-hmm. Not calling nobody bitches and niggas, whores. That's not what I mean on Chaos Friday. The heated debate.
We can't call each other niggas?
But I'm confused. What competition are we talking about regarding women? Because I just don't see myself in competition with women. So I don't. Like, for example, right now, I will quote unquote self-incriminate myself right now. I am on my way to go see this one girl right now. Because her husband keeps invoking my name in certain conversations where my name has no business being in. And I guess he feels like he's in competition. Yes. I'm about to go see a woman right now because her husband keeps putting my name in conversations where it has no business being in right now. And I guess he feels like he's in some type of competition with me. It's like, bruh, it's not like that. It could be like that, but just calm down, relax. I got a grown man that's in secret competition with me while I'm just trying to live my own life. I'm about to go give an example why you and I would never be in competition with one another, basically.
You're about to go to a girl. You're going to go to
my fucking wife, nigga. Who the fuck?
Hold on to his wife that keep on. Why the fuck is she bringing her? What
the fuck going on?
No, here's the thing.
It's my wife, nigga.
Hey. Are you fucking somebody's wife?
Let me respond to Rico.
Hold on. No. That's the easy question right there. How are you going to another man's wife because she keep provoking your name?
No, he's doing that.
He keep provoking your name, yeah, to her, and she's coming back to tell you, who the fuck are you?
You what the fuck going on here?
You her side niggas? Like, where's going? Are you gonna marry this? What's going on?
Come on, bro. Break it down. Confused, bro.
No, I'm the homie. I'm far past that. It's like, all right, maybe you just need a little example of why when I say I'm a contention with the homeboy in the mirror, I ain't worried about none of y'all. Let me go show you why. Let me just plant one little seed. Figuratively speaking, of course. Let me just go show one reason why you and I would never be in competition. Just I'm gonna show you one time, and after that, keep my name out of this conversation. Out of you guys' conversation. I respect boundaries. I respect spaces. But sometimes some people need a quick reminder that when I say I need to be left alone, this is why. Because I'm constantly battling myself and trying to elevate myself. This kind of goes to the title. I'm not in competition with a woman in what regards. It's like, let me show you what it looks like to be in competition with me. Then you see why I say I can't compete with women because there is no competition. So I just have to flip it, show a little example. Like, let me go show you something real quick, and then once I'm done, I'm gonna back out and let's not invoke my name again in any conversation. Leave me alone.
Hey, I'm just curious. What are you planning to do? Like you say, I'm gonna go do something in the show, but you going to his wife. You say plant a seed, but metaphorically speaking. So I kind of got what you meant there. What are you going to do? I'm just curious if you don't mind sharing.
Nah. Y'all going crazy with that. The real question is this. Real thing is this.
She going after me with that nigga, man.
Hold on, Rico. Maybe you are in competition with him by trying to take his motherfucking wife.
They gotta leave with each other.
Maybe that's the competition.
What you gonna show me?
Maybe that's the competition right there, bro. Like, why you compete? All right, so right for you to compete with another man. That's not the title. You know what I'm saying? But
No, that was just a little example. Just kind of like, let me take the one. Nigga, you trolling us? Just to give her.
Finna pull up in my driveway and show me his car. What he finna do?
Dog, this sound crazy, bro. Like, I'm just, I'm just curious. Like, what this nigga plan on doing, bro? He's like, I'm gonna go see his wife to prove a point. Like, what does this mean? If you not fucking her, bro, what you doing, bro?
And if you is fucking, I finna fuck somebody else.
Yeah, leave that man wife alone.
Right, leave that man wife alone, bro. You get yourself in some shit that's hard to get
this
out.
This nigga could be for my wife. You know this nigga want to take my wife. This shit.
You know what? Usually, it's like that's a man's wife. Leave the wife alone. And I've always been by the rule. If you on some boyfriend girlfriend shit, hey, you still single? Sorry, if you're not married, you're single.
Bullshit.
That's something that I doubt maybe a few years ago, and I agree with that. If you're not if you're not married, you're single. So everything's free game. But regarding wives, yeah, don't ever play with men's wife. It's like, you know what? I got to make an exception. I'm just gonna make this one exception one time. You already know if I get close, I'm gonna get close to your wife. You gonna come out of hiding. Now let's have a conversation face to face. No text messages, no threats, no nothing. Let's over the phone. Let's meet in person and let's have a quote unquote conversation.
This nigga need an insurance policy.
Yeah. Hey, so this look,
is
is old girl, you know, trying to hang out with you, or is you like making a point to go like, I'm about to go hang out with her this one time?
I'm making a point. Since I know how you get, let me just go ahead and start pressing buttons to bring you out of hiding so you come have a conversation with me in person.
That's what I thought you were doing, pressing buttons. That's a dangerous game, but go ahead, press away, brother.
It is.
Yeah, I think I watched Godfather.
It is a dangerous game. I'm the first person to tell people don't play that game.
Well, until you married, I don't know what state y'all in, but you get fucked up here in Florida about that too.
Yeah, I gotta stop watching Godfather.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a dangerous game, and I usually don't play this game. I tell people don't play this game at all, leaving people's wives alone. I'm making a one-time exception. It's like, you're gonna leave me alone one way or another, so let's do this in person.
If that's my girlfriend, you gotta shoot the fade. You talking about my wife? If that's my girlfriend, I don't know where y'all get off this shit. You single till you married, nigga. If that's my lady, that's my lady. I'm still looking for your ass. We talking about y'all be this? I don't know who told y'all this shit. Oh, like if you ain't mad, nigga, run up on somebody girlfriend and be like, "Oh, I'm with her now." Since you ain't with, okay, cool. Let's see how far that shit go.
I disagree with like y'all fighting over girlfriends that chose another nigga. Like that's two losses. You lost your bitch and your self respect. Like if she choose another nigga, you gotta let that go. Now, I understand if, like, y'all out and he in front of trying to holler in front of you, he being disrespectful, and she like, nah, I'm with my nigga, then, yeah, step in. But if she chose that nigga, like, you got to let that bitch go. It ain't your bitch no
more. Well, I agree with that, though. Yeah, I agree with that. I'm talking about just, like, on some random shit, like, you just with your lady, and he just going
to
be like,
yeah, he trying to holler in front of you, I'm with you. And she like, nah, leave me alone. But these bitches be choosing. I mean, I kind of agree with Chris. Like, you are kind of seeing if you ain't married. Even in the marriage thing, though, like, it's a bigger risk, but, like, that's still your bitch. Like, nigga don't got no loyalty to you. If your bitch is choosing, he ain't letting that paperwork stop him from knocking her off and cracking her back. How you respond is how you respond. I don't know how I would play with that. That's why I don't want to be married. Because, like, I don't know how I would respond there. Girlfriend, like, it happens. Game is the game. Wife, like, I've claimed you publicly, put a ring on it. We did the whole ceremony, and you took another nigga. I don't know how I'm going to take that. So that's why I'm like, it's better for me just not to be married, so I'm never in that situation. Because these women don't be caring, and these niggas don't either. But how did y'all get there from this? Like, y'all letting Chris move the topics again?
He threw something out there. We had to dissect that shit right
now. He said he finna go fuck another nigga white. This wild word.
Be careful.
You ain't never. You can go replay.
He never said that. He did say he pushing buttons though. He specifically said, I'm about
that's
to push buttons.
That's how I interpreted Bootlegger pushing buttons. He gonna be pushing some titties. That's what I heard.
He ain't say that though. So we can't put that on him unless he explicitly say that. So far he's denied that's his intention. Which is kind of crazy to me, because why go through all that trouble and, you know, I don't know the dude. Maybe you know him better than I do, but why go through all that trouble to potentially, you know, have a conversation? That nigga ain't gonna wanna have no conversation. He gonna wanna have a problem, right? He want to smoke. To go through all that and you ain't even, I mean, I understand it's somebody's wife, but to go through that and you ain't even smashing the pussy? What's the point?
I think that don't even matter. Tried to reset the room just now.
Oh, my bad. Reset. Go ahead. Do your reset.
He already did. Dr. B just reset. Like, we going to the titles. Go to the
titles. Oh, my fault.
Like,
my fault.
What the fuck? Maybe we should make a room about that later.
Hell yeah, man. Crazy. Keep that on the back burner. That's the next room, bro. I got a title for you already.
That was crazy. I ain't going. I want to tackle that shit, too, but at the same time, I just want to keep it on point.
You want to tackle the nigga white, too?
Wait, what? Hold on. Hey, Dr. B, what's going on, bro?
That's Rico. Oh, no. If y'all go fuck a nigga wife, be quiet.
No, I was talking about the title. What do you think about the title?
A man in secret competition with women. I don't think it's a secret. I think this is like this point where they say men shouldn't be in competition with women. And I think that's stupid. But I think a lot of things people say are stupid. That's why I have my PTR like this, like trying to stay away from y'all, trying to keep stupid away from me. When Obama and Hillary was fighting for the Democratic nomination, like they were in competition. Like, nobody said, hey, Obama, you shouldn't be competing with Hillary. Like when Hillary went up against Trump in 2016 for the president, they was competing. Like nobody said, hey, Trump, you shouldn't compete against Hillary. Like competition is part of the game. Like even in the workforce, like when you go for a job, like women are going for that job too. Like you're competing. So I don't know how you can say that you're not competing. None of it's a secret, right? So there is no competition outside of what competition is. Like, I don't know what the word secret is. Like, it's all competition. Like, when you look for reasons, because, again, this is why y'all don't understand economics and y'all thumbs work at 8:44 in the morning typing furiously like Barry Allen the Flash. So it's all for resources. Like, there is no gender applied in economics. Hold on, Biggie, you off mute. I don't want to hear no beats over there. It might throw me off. Shout out to that. There is no, when it's for resources, it's one man for himself or his family for himself. Like every dollar you get is a dollar I don't. So yeah, we're always in competition. Is it a secret? No, because competition isn't a secret. You're always in competition. So are you, if you're trying to look at it like a man comparing himself to a woman, which is what I think it really is, saying a man shouldn't compare himself to a woman. Well, it depends. What are we talking about? What's wrong with the comparison? Like, if you call a nigga broke and you make $90,000 and I make, $150,000, why can't I call you broke? Because the gap is wider from my $150,000 to your $90,000 than your $90,000 to your $40,000. So you broke if he's broke to me. But then they be like, well, no, you shouldn't be competing or comparing yourself to women. So I think the word really is comparing, not competing. Because you're always competing. It's impossible not to.
So even if you're in a relationship, Dr. B, do you feel as though like women still compete against their man when it comes down to provision and all that stuff? Like,
that's what I'm saying. We got to define what we mean by competing here. So, competing what? To pay the, like, who gonna fight to pay the bill? Like, that would be I don't think that's a big thing. I think they're trying to imply, not you, but like when this thought process goes up, it's really comparing yourself. And it's really when a man's better than a woman. Women hate that, right? When you're better than a woman and what she thinks she's good at, she hates that because she has no comeback. You're already a man. You're stronger than her, faster than her, bigger than her. So the only thing she thinks she has against you is her intellect. Well, when your intellect's better than her too, now you're at my level, right? Now they really hate you because you're better at them than everything that they do. But they be like, why are you comparing yourself to me? I'm the weaker vessel. I'm a woman. Well, I'm better than most niggas too. So, but that's just my take on it. Like, there's no real competition in relationships. It's just made up. Mm-hmm. Some of women, you know, to talk about. But there is comparison. And women don't like comparisons when they're on the bottom. When they're beating you, they'll never let you finish. They'll never let you hear the end of a yay if they on top. They make more money than you. They got more degrees than you, better car. Oh, you never gonna hit the end of that. But don't let you be on top. Well, you supposed to do that. You the man. You the leader. So, just more hypocrisy from them. Or ask the women. Tell us how niggas are competing with y'all. What specifics? Watch it don't make sense.
What the fuck is wrong with my... Yeah, I mean, go ahead, y'all. You know, floor open, man. Had a conversation, man. I'm curious. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's Chaos Friday, but it's for debate, not bitch, pussy, faggot, fuck you, whore. That's not the debate. That's not the heated debate I'm talking about. More of an intellectual game. We can stare at that. Stare at there. What is wrong with my fucking truck? Why does this just feel like it's giving out power? Help me out here, fellas.
Hey, it's usually like these feminists who's in, like, you know, competition, you know, against black men and all that stuff. But a lot of times when it comes to, like, these white guys, you know, a lot of these women will end up, like, you know, falling back and everything. But it has to be, like, a certain type of disdain these women usually be having, you know, against us and everything. Like, we're the weaker ones and everything. So it's, like, easy for them to, like, you know, attack us because we're easy targets in society and the white supremacist world. But they don't have that same type of energy when it comes to, like, a lot of these white guys. Alan.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
I heard what B said, and I agree with most of what he said, especially when outside of the relationship realm, you know, when it comes, especially when it comes to resources or anything that you are attaining that's not gender specific, yeah, you're definitely going to be competing against some women. If you're applying for a job, you don't know that there's other, of course, there's other people applying for their job, and some of those people might be women. So, in those kinds of situations, absolutely. But when it comes to a relationship with a woman, I'm not competing against her. Matter of fact, we're working on this thing together. When it comes to interactions with women that are outside of what I just mentioned, like, for instance, I'm not on this app. The one reason why I don't argue with women, because I don't argue with women off Clubhouse. I don't argue with women. I don't see there's no point. You know, I say what it is, and if she disagrees, then we have a conversation about it. But arguing and yelling on a voice app with strange women that I'll never meet in person, it just for me to do that, I would feel like I was a clown, because I'm giving her what she wants, which is attention that she doesn't deserve. She's yelling and screaming. I mean, I don't think women that yell and scream and argue and call people names is someone that I want to give attention to. So I've never understood why men like doing that. But maybe that gets them off. I don't know. But also when it comes to competition, that this is one reason why I don't call women what I am. Like, women, when men say that women are feminine, I mean, you know, women are masculine, I would never call a woman something that I am, because she's not me. And I would never want to put her on the same plane that I am on. And I would never want to be on the same plane that she is, because she's a woman and I'm a man. That's why so sometimes I think when some men say stuff like that, it makes women feel like they are on the same level as men are by saying stuff like that. And then, of course, the partner word and other things in our society now. Yeah, there's no surprise that some women feel like, and then this whole intimidation thing because she makes more money. Oh, I'm intimidating to men because I make more money than a man does. And then you have some men feel the same and say, leading into that, saying that, yeah, she is intimidating. It is intimidating. It's not to me. What you make doesn't matter to me because I got my own. And what you have is not going to be poured into my life because we're not together. And if we are together, then yours is mine and mine is yours anyway. So it really doesn't matter. It definitely it's not intimidating. You might be repulsive because I don't find you attractive, but that's it. I'm done.
Yeah, I disagree with you, Rob. Being born male and a female is two separate things, but femininity and masculinity is a trait. So there's a lot of men that display feminine traits. There's a lot of women that display masculine traits. So a woman can definitely display masculine traits. It doesn't mean that you're not a woman or a man. It doesn't mean you're leaning towards more masculine.
Now, when you talk about, like, you know, these lesbians and everything, they'll try to compete with you and taking your woman and everything. You got to be careful of that. But other than that, on the other side, when it comes to black men in America, yeah, it's a lot of women will try to compete. But it seems like when you were in Japan, you know, it's not really a competition with black men against Asian women, I mean Japanese, because now they're trying to, like, you know, pay for black men to go out over there to, like, you know, reproduce and all of that stuff. So the treatment is a little bit different out there. So I'm just going to leave it right there, Pastor Mike.
Jesus. So is there any women here that can come up and tell us if they believe men are in competition with women specifically, exactly what that competition looks like? And watch it just be regular competition?
Yeah, Dr. B. Dr. B, you know they don't start coming up until we start talking. So
I hope that keeps them away. It's Friday. I don't want to hear any stupidity today. And HDMI is already doing it, so I'm already not, you know, getting my wish.
That HDMI.
So you can talk about Japan and shit, duh.
Okay, Dr. Burrito. That's cool.
But the thing is, right? This is the thing. We hear this all the time. And we can't just say it's just on Clubhouse, because I know you probably run into, like, small pockets of people when you out there congregating, and you hear them say certain things like this. And if one person believes it, that's their reality, and the other one doesn't, who would it affect more? Like, will men fall behind if that really is a thing? I don't think it is a thing.
It's a tactic, man. That's what you. It's a tactic. It's a tactic to shut you to make you shut the fuck up. That's what it simply kind of generally what it is, right? Like, for instance, right? Like, say, and I just do this is hypothetical shit. Say you talking some shit that somebody doesn't want to hear, mm-hmm. right? Motherfucker. Somebody might say something like this. Oh, man, you sound like a girl. You sound like a little girl. So what that's an attempt to do, that's an attempt to say that, hey, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't want to hear what the fuck you saying. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to characterize what you saying as sounding like a little girl, because what man wants to sound like a little girl? And if you accept that, hell, then you're going to shut the fuck up because you don't want to sound like a little girl. That's the same shit. It's that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? It's you're secretly competing with women. You're trying to be more whatever than women. Usually when you hear that kind of shit, it's in the course of a dialogue or some type of conversation, which, yeah, man, a sister may not want to hear what the fuck you got to say. That's the only time you really gonna hear the shit, or you have an idea, you have a way of thinking that is okay. Like, say one of these old crazy ass Clubhouse women might say this, right? You know, they come on here. Men should provide 100%. A woman should never pay a bill, right? And say, man, I ain't fucking with no broke woman. Right, you that may be the response. I ain't fucking with no broke woman. And then the woman will respond, yeah, you men are in competition with women. Why? Because a motherfucker ain't letting you rape my motherfucking pocket. That's when you hear that kind of shit, when you saying something that they don't want to hear.
I think
tell me when else do you hear that shit?
That part too. But I think what Dr. B said something earlier, right? He said, watch it be about nothing. And most times when they start doing the compare and the contrast between where the competition is coming from, they use the non-heterosexual men for that. Then they start saying, look how men dress. I think that's a point right there.
Now, what I'm saying is, think about when you hear that shit. You hear that shit when somebody is either showing up or has a way of thinking, usually, I'm saying generally, hell, that a certain woman or women or a certain group of women don't agree with. Because if that was the case, and now you check this out, if they believe that shit, hell, then all these women wouldn't hang with all these goddamn faggots. Listen to what I'm saying to you. Because I tell you, if you know, these women always, and I'm not saying all these women, right? But you have a large swath of women, right? Hell, they hang with homosexuals and advocate for all that old trans weirdo shit. Hell, if any motherfucking dude is in competition with the woman, it's those motherfuckers. But why is it that they never apply, that you don't never hear it in that context? You get what I'm saying? They all got the homo best friend and all that old kind of shit. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, that motherfucker trying to be you. That motherfucker, hell, watching you, trying to switch like you. That motherfucker trying to shape his voice and his way of speaking like you. That motherfucker is in competition with you. But it's not straight heterosexual men that just don't want to go with the okie doke and the bullshit. But that's where you hear the shit. When it, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to motherfuckers paying bills, you know what I'm saying, or when a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, all this provision talk, you get what I'm saying, when you tell a sister, hey, no, sister, when you tell the sister, no, man, I don't believe in that bullshit, I don't believe in that, I believe that, you know what I'm saying, all the money has to come into the house, oh, you men are in competition, sick of competition with women, no, motherfucker just ain't going for the bullshit. How the fuck you a professional sister and you don't really hear that from high earning professional sisters? You hear that from broke women who are dissatisfied with their career or their jobs. That's you hear that shit from them. Those are the women that talk that kind of shit because they looking for an end, man. They looking for a way out. They looking for a lifeline, man. And so if you could say, if tell you, hey, you in secret competition with women, yeah, that's supposed to somehow shame you, or, you know, in the giving them what the fuck they want, or bringing your thinking in line with how they want it to be, man. And these dudes be falling for the okey-doke all the motherfucking time. Man, you know what I'm saying? Your motherfucking basic rule of thumb, I ain't giving a woman shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't give your motherfucking ass shit. And take that, if you take that approach, and I'm not talking about in terms of an equitable relationship. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about some woman that feels like she has she's entitled to whatever's in your pocket. Man, the only thing you should have for a woman like that is no, I can't stand it. I ain't gonna be able to do it. Yeah, I ain't got nothing for you.
I think women, like, this conversation, like, this just about me being right. I've seen this a million one times, right? Women try to put masculinity on us. That's why they'll say, like, if you ain't married, they try to use these things as defined guidelines to say what men they gonna listen to and what men they're not gonna listen to. That's why forever they'll be like, oh, if you ain't married, don't speak, or let the married men talk, or if you ain't doing this, if you ain't doing that, because a lot of times women try to put the parameter around what they think manhood is, and I think this is where men fucking go wrong. Like, the men that really stand on their principalities and what they not going for, if all men adhere to these positive, women would be fucked. Like, they just would be. Because if those women went, and I hear Big E say, and I respect him for this, I don't think most men can do it, but I respect him. He said, if that sister ever called me something I didn't like, I'd leave her in a heartbeat. I'd leave her where she stands. As much as I love her, if she ever said something that went against what I thought was right, I'd leave her. And I think most men got to be willing to stand on that type of, like, stance. No matter how much you love her, or what you got on, you got to be firm in what you won't go for. And so I think based off that, a lot of women, they can use that, like, that a lot of men be weak for them in a certain way to kind of, like, make things go the way they want them to go, or, like, to kind of, like, manipulate the scene that way because they know, like, most times. But I think, and I'm gonna land here, if most men was principled enough to be like, unless you gonna act right, you gonna listen, and you're gonna basically, like, stand under what I'm really saying and just get the fuck on, or get the fuck on. Yeah, a lot of women would find themselves in very, like, difficult positions for men that would respond.
I'm gonna give you an example, Rico. And I'm not trying to bring this up to, you know, but there was a room, right? It wasn't too long ago. You and the sister got into it. You remember that? Y'all got into a little back and forth. You remember that?
Yeah, me and T.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't gonna bring her name, but the point is, check this out. Whatever it is you said, and I can't even remember what it was, right? Whatever point you made, right? The sister didn't like the point you made. And the first thing the sister did, I'm not saying necessarily was the first thing, but one of the first things that she did, when she didn't like it and you wouldn't back off of it, you know, the sister tried to attack your masculinity. But the way she tried to do it, and she tried to characterize what you were saying as the thinking of women. Oh, you sound like this, or you talking like, you get what I'm saying? And so really that's the comparison thing, right? And saying that, hell, you trying to be, by making that point or by showing up the way you showing up, you trying to be more woman than women. But really what it was, that didn't have anything to do with it. Really what it was she didn't like what the fuck you were saying. She just didn't like what you were saying. And so that became a tactic to try to shut you up. And if you had fed in and shut up, then she would have been satisfied. And it's not anything on the sister, but those are tactics that people use when people just there's no logical basis. The argument is not based in that. It's just I want you to shut the fuck up. And so I'm gonna try to use this tactic. Oh, you trying to compete with women? You trying to be like women? Like the whole thing. Only women argue. What kind of man argues with women? What kind of man goes back and forth with women? What the fuck gender got to do with two people going back and forth or having a disagreement?
That's a fact, E.
You get what I'm saying? Why is it that, what is it that, hell, if the disagreement, if one person isn't right, oh, the man got to yield. And if the man doesn't yield, he's trying to compete with women. That's the kind of old bullshit-ass tactic to see these folks be trying to use that old, you know what I'm saying, schoolyard bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like, you know, I can talk shit. You know what I'm saying? The woman can talk shit to the man, and the man ain't supposed to respond. But when the man talks shit to the woman, hell, he's acting feminine. Now you tell me where the fuck that makes sense. When some of these women, hell, got, you know what I'm saying, got curse harder and got a worse fucking mouth than a fucking sailor. Just tell me. Somebody tell me where that makes sense. That makes logical fucking sense. When the man does it, he's in competition with the woman trying to be. Yeah, that shit doesn't even make sense, man. But, you know, that's where that kind of shit is rooted, though. It's just tactics. Bullshit-ass tactics.
I used to be like that, too, E. When I first came on here, when I first came on the app, E, like, I'd be like, yo, why these men, like, be so aggressive with these women? So, yay, But then I realized, okay, women poking these men. They poking them, and then they hiding their hand. Like, they saying slick shit to them, and then they like, oh, then they victimizing themselves. Like, they like, oh, so I started seeing the play. Like, I can't jump out there and be no crash dummy. Y'all doing this. Women will say this too, E. They'll be like, oh, last time I checked, I fucked me and you don't. Like, what the fuck that got to do with my perspective on what I think, like, about nothing. Women or men in this way? Like, it's like you say, it's like a manipulative thing. And they'll say it, like, when they want to use their femininity to work on their behalf, I'm going to just use this. But if you step down on me, now I want the room to make it seem like, oh, you a bitch-ass nigga. Like, you just saying these things. You're not a real man. But if I agree with you, that's why, like, this ain't no shot at him, because I don't have no problem with him. I don't have no issue with him. I just want to put that out there. But a lot of these men, said is one of them, like the women that would big him up, none of them would give him a chance in a relationship. This ain't no shot at him. Like a lot of the men that they agree with, they use him as a vessel to talk to other men. Like, we gonna use him as a spokesperson to get at y'all, but we don't romantically see him in that way. But since he speaking to our points and what we want to say to them on the app, let's support him in this way. And like, I don't have no problem with nobody say, but I watch women do this shit like a million times. But the truth is, like, y'all wouldn't be with him like that, but y'all think he can make me understand some shit, because me and him just different. I don't have nothing against him, but my opinion from the way I see things with women, it just totally different. For forever, gay men ran amok on this app. And it was black women in particular that was like, oh, why y'all worried about it? Let them talk. It was only till they started, comparing themselves to women, start talking about cisgender feeding and all shit to women. Like, for a minute, you going too far. That's when they didn't stop having the protection of a lot of the black women. You know how much I got cursed out, not by the gay person, by the black women on stage. I'm like, yo, you not no woman. I said this shit a million times. Like, you not no girl. Rico, shut the fuck up. You just mad. I ain't mad. I'm just being honest. And they would hide behind it. Like, oh, it's a common enemy. We don't like you as a man, a heterosexual man, and they don't like you as a heterosexual man. So let's just beat up on the man in the room that's like that. So I dealt with this shit forever on app. I was like, fuck it. Until they started beefing amongst each other. And I started seeing like women being like, wait a fucking, like you think you're a woman? Like, and that's when the shit turned, like kind of start turning the tide.
Hey, slick tactics, man. I'm telling you. That's what happens. You know, a lot of brothers feed into that shit. Man, look, I'm gonna ask you this. Say you got to say you married, right? And now just tell me, let's just say, for instance, we'll just give a hypothetical. Say your wife goes out and just stops and buys however much lottery tickets cost. She buys a lottery ticket. She hits the lottery for $20 million, right? It's almost like she ain't got to kick nothing in, but if you hit the lottery for $20 million, you got to kick all yours in. but you know, what I'm saying is saying that that was mine is mine and was yours is mine. And that's how, you know, and if a man says, And I'm not saying all sisters see it like this, or most, I'm not saying that. But if a man says, hey, sister, now that got to come into the family, he'd be effeminate. Shit, you better kick it in, goddammit. What the hell you talking about? You feel me? It's gendering. People like the gender shit that shouldn't be gendered. That is by default not gender, because it doesn't serve them. That's what people do. This app, folks on this app are notorious for that shit. And it's men and women that do it. Because how the fuck is money, earning money in a within the marriage, gender, when y'all are supposed to be, y'all are a team. Y'all are a collective. You make that shit make sense in 2025.
That's a fact. E.
Make that shit make sense. It don't even make fucking sense. E.
You can't.
You married to a whole goddamn, say you a lawyer, she's a doctor. Y'all both the high earning, but you the only one responsible for the bills. When she do whatever the fuck she want to do with her money. Make that shit make sense. What is the purpose if that's the case? And I don't think most women think like that, but I'm talking about these are the talking points on this app, right? If that's the case, man, what is the point of you even being married?
Bullshit, you don't think like that.
No, what I'm saying is, I don't, you know, because I don't really hear that in real life. But, you know, but you hear it a lot on this app, right? Because I'm gonna tell you what the rub is to it. there are not a lot of professional high-earning women on this app. There's a lot of broke-ass women on this app. And let's see, that's broke woman talk.
Hey, can y'all click that link up top? We're going to the hallway.
Oh, okay. It ain't one of them. Click it on it now.